Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KFA-FCS, monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Whiskey, Bravo 8, Papa Papa Bravo. This is KF8-FCS. Bravo, 8, Papa, Papa, Bravo, this is Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Foxtrot, Golf, Sierra. Negative copy, Whiskey Bravo, 8, Papa, Papa, Bravo, KF8, FGS, monitoring. Whiskey Bravo 8, Papa Papa Bravo, this is KFTS.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network.
KFA-FGS, monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network.
KCKJL radio test on WA8MAC. KCKJL.
Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network.
KFA-FQN. KFA-FQN listening.
How you doing, Wyatt? W-A-Y-R-C.
W-A-Y-R-C, this is KFA-FQN. I'm doing good. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Just sitting here working on some software, trying to get four programs to talk together for field day, and so far they're not cooperating, but we'll figure it out here eventually. So I have FT8 and Win4 ASU and N1MN and Grid Tracker, all these programs I want to work together, and we'll figure it out, but must have just got home for school.
Yeah, about an hour ago. I get home at like 2:20 school dismissed. I'm actually transmitting on my little 5-watt HT, my Explorer QRZ1. We're driving to Flint right now to pick up something that my mom bought at an auction. But I guess I'm assuming I'm hitting this repeater pretty good. It's the W8CMN1 Flint.
Well, so far you are. So, yeah, sounds good. But, yeah, it'll be hit and miss, 5 watts. You got a decent antenna on the roof or whatever, you know, if you got a way to, you know, put a mobile antenna on, it'll work. Say hi to your mom. So, anyway, I got to go get back to this. Just want to say hi, let you know there was somebody out here. 73WAYRC.
All right, 7 days. It is the first contact I've made on this radio. So, actually, I think I see the repeater right now. Yeah, 7 days. You have a good rest of your day. KFA-FQN clear.
connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network.
K8YU, good evening. This is NEWCV. Well, yeah, you've got to be tired. I got your text, I think it was about 10:30 last night. Hopefully you got a good night's rest, and I had a good day today. How's things going?
I am tired. I woke up around 3 o'clock this morning, as I do all the time, every time I go to work, and it's a long day. It was a busy day, and I'm exhausted, but that's right. Today we'll get tomorrow and Sunday over with, and we'll have a couple days off.
Halfway through, and I'm sure you guys were busy today, but hey, tonight you're heading home, and hopefully you can kind of decompress there a little bit, and wake back up again for another run at it tomorrow. But I'm glad things at least went decently for you today.
Yeah, for sure. It was a good day. Is there a station trying to break in? Station calling, sorry, you're pretty broken. Go again with your signal, or with your call sign again, I'm sorry. Nope, still not. You're getting it, but it's not all the way. Try it again. I'm not,
I'm not getting any WCBR. Are you getting a better signal, or are you able to relay? I'm not able to get them on this side. I don't know if maybe my antenna is... I know I got to replace my antenna, but maybe, I don't know.
NAWCB. No, all I'm getting is Kilo Foxtrot 8, but that's about it. Probably suggest you either move your location or up your power there a little bit. That, you know, hopefully will help you out there, but we'll leave a break there between the transmissions if you want to try to get in again. But anyway, David, I'm going to, like I said, probably going to be talk tired tonight, and man alive, I don't know how you do it there on those kind of sleeping hours. That's not a lot of sleep, man alive.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe by the grace of God, I don't know. I often wonder how I get through the day myself on that one, but, it's all right. We get through it, it'll be all right. How was your day? What did you end up doing today?
Kind of laid low a little bit today. It was a busy day yesterday. Checked over the car, did a couple odds and ends there on the computer, just kind of making sure everything is okay. Got on the radio for a couple of minutes, talked to FDF there. He was reaching out on Synplex, and we talked on, started on 5-2 and then moved over to 5-4 Synplex. He was at 23 in Hayes, he found there. I was kind of pleased with the signals there. It worked out pretty good. But other than that, we're doing pretty good here.
All right, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good. Pretty good distance there for fifth place for you. Sounds like it went pretty well there. Yeah, that's good stuff. I know they're going to do a little bit of Synplex testing here this weekend, so going to try to do some hospital Synplex testing and kind of go from there.
Yes, I was pleased, at least, you know, considering, you know, like I say, if my antenna's not... in the rafters there in the crawl space, so I'm pleased with that, and I think it's that kind of distance. And hey, for Dave, I think, I don't know if he has a mouth thing used from the car or how he's set up there, but again, I thought he had good distance too, so like I say, it's good to count some Synplex, and you know, went through the repeaters, and it's like, you know what, give it a go on Synplex, and sure enough, worked out pretty good today.
Yeah, good. Yeah, that's good to try out. Try Synplex for the peers, see if we can, maybe we'll still have to do that. Figure a timeout to do that. I like the place. It's fun to do. It's fun to try out and see what kind of range you have with the radio. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, anytime I'm able to get on the radio, usually I'll try out the repeaters, usually I'll try out the DMR and the 25 and, use all the radios there, but, I definitely like getting on a Synplex there and, trying it out, see what kind of range I have. I'm anxious to get back outside again and, when the weather breaks and, work off of that as well. And, so I'm, like I say, It's kind of fun. It's being able to do that, see what kind of range you got, especially, you know, if the wind's blowing a certain way or the atmosphere, it works out pretty good. Again, it's kind of interesting. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, for sure. It is neat to see what type of propagation you've got and what you can do. And I feel that, you know, during a disaster or whatnot, that's going to be kind of the way to go. You just don't know what repeaters are going to work and if they're going to work. And so it's good to kind of have an idea of what your radio can and can't do on the simplex side.
NHBCB, yes, exactly. And I say, whether they're running on backup power, the repeaters and that, and again, it's how busy they're going to be. It's always good to test those other resources out there. And so, like I say, with a hospital nest, we do it a simplex, and I think it's a good idea. It's a good concept. See what our radios can do. The repeater call, of course, they go through the repeaters. You know, they also do tests on simplex as well. So I think that's again a good concept, a good element there for the radio equipment and stuff.
It's always good to know what you got before something bad happens, because when something bad happens, then it's usually too late.
Yeah, that's the truth. That's the truth there. And again, that's the importance of using the equipment. Get out, use the equipment, and try to make a contact today. Work these nets. Again, it's the radio equipment, it's your communication skills, and that's what's important. The listening and communicating, and all good in that regard.
Yeah. I'm thinking about potentially bringing a go kit work here either tomorrow or. Sunday, I'm gonna try it out and see what I can get with it. I won't be how it goes. See how busy it's gonna be.
NAWCB. Yeah, you can always those moments when you hope to have downtime, and you can be able to do that. If not, at least you got it there, and if you're able, go for it there. I don't know what kind of range you would get, inside the room. Obviously, you're close by this repeater, so I'm sure there wouldn't be any issues with that or the 65 on 70 centimeters. Outside of that, it would be a good test for you.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see how it goes, and kind of play it by ear. I'm the only senior dispatcher in the room, so it depends on how big it's going to be, and it kind of depends on what the else is going on there.
Oh, that's right. Your partner took off for the next couple of days, so you're running kind of solo there. Like you say, you can always try. Worst happens is if you bring it, and worst happens you don't get to use it. But there's other potential opportunities, I guess, when you have more manpower, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely so. Yeah, we'll see how it goes. See how it all plays out. I'm excited. I got to get on the roof here once it gets a little warmer and make sure all the connectors are dry and make sure everything's copacetic here for the summer.
Eric WCB, beyond that, the play that spring cleaning, spring tune-up there will be good for you. And okay, you had a good signal there couple 3 weeks ago into the Wayne County repeater there, that's Edison. So, but yeah, it's a good idea just to make sure everything is good, especially with some of the wind storms that we've had this winter. Definitely wouldn't hurt there, and it's good to check again. It's one of those things, you check your equipment. Like I say, it's better to do it now than when you really need the equipment.
Okay, Edwin. Yeah, I'm. I don't get it while it's warm, get it while it's dry, and instead of having to go up there while it's cold and rainy.
Yes, I agree with you there. Better to do it under favorable conditions. I agree with you in that way. So, well, that's good. I'm glad. I'm glad that that way, like you say, you're set. With your fixed station there at home, and your car as well. So again, it's that time of the year. Hard to believe we made it through the winter there. I'm happy in that way.
Yeah. Well, Dad, I am home, so I'm going to head in here and get some dinner, relax, and take it easy tonight. We'll have pizza tonight, so looking forward to that. But appreciate you coming north with me, and hopefully we have a good evening. And if you need anything, feel free to reach out. Looking forward to our conversation tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. Yes. Just talking with you tonight. A good conversation. Thanks for the ride along. And definitely enjoyed the meeting last night. A good time there. Good productive meeting. Good group that came out. But, hey, we'll let you head on in. And definitely relax. Like I say, take a breath. Enjoy dinner tonight, enjoy the family, and hopefully you can enjoy some rest there as well. Certainly be praying for you there tomorrow. But tell everyone hello. And also, same thing, if you need us, let us know here. 73 is an 88 to you and the family. NWCB will be clear on your final.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. We love you, and we got it for you. 73, 80, yeah. This is the YM.
You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.